In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. A Glenwood Springs resident says she saw the Grizzly Creek fire grow within minutes on Monday. Lindsay Bobiak was tubing with friends on the Colorado River when she says they drifted past where the fire started.
We thought it was just going to be like a small side of the road fire that would get taken care of quickly. By the time we had like passed by the fire, it was already growing really rapidly to the point like we could feel the fire on the river.
The fire is burning in Glenwood Canyon and has now reached 1,800 acres. Residents of No Name and Lookout Mountain have been evacuated. And CDOT says it doesn't know when it will reopen Interstate 70 in the canyon. It closed yesterday afternoon when the fire sparked along the roadway. CDOT's Elise Thatcher says motorists should detour south through Gunnison and avoid Independence Pass and Cottonwood Pass.
It may be a shorter route, but it's going to take a long time because there's a lot of other vehicles on those roads and they are not designed to handle that level of traffic.
Thatcher says the fire has not damaged road infrastructure. Colorado is now accepting applications for the state's new redistricting commissions. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Voters overwhelmingly approved the new system for drawing Colorado's congressional and state legislative districts 2 years ago. Each commission will have a dozen members, split equally between unaffiliated voters and members of the major political parties. People will have until early November to get their applications in. If chosen, they'll preside over public meetings around the state and then craft the maps based on the latest data from the U.S. Census. The next redistricting process is expected to have particularly high stakes because Colorado's population has grown enough that the state is likely to gain an eighth U.S. House seat. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
And still ahead on CPR News, federal coronavirus relief enters a new phase this week. Small business owners who took out federal loans during the pandemic can now ask for them to be forgiven. CPR Sarah Mulholland and Taylor Allen will bring us that story in about 10 minutes. Partly cloudy skies over Metro Denver tonight, lows in the lower 60s, a touch cooler in the Springs. Right now, it's 97 degrees in Grand Junction, 90 in Denver and the Springs.